community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Down store waiting on Grandpappy Spears. Listen.
No, I'm sorrowful, Grandpap, but we just happen to be out of that imitation maple flavoring. Anything else for you?
Yeah, just studying. Seemed like Charity told me to get something else. I don't know what it is now.
Let's see. Lard?
No. I know what it was. Rack.
You mean rick-rack?
Yeah, rick-rack, rock-rick, whatever it is. She wants 4 yards of it.
All right. What color?
Oh, I don't know. White, I reckon.
Well, it comes in other colors. It's red, yellow, green. Green's pretty.
All right, make it green.
We're out of that.
You know, I think yellow. I don't care.
All right. Just a minute. I believe I sold the last of that to Miss Blevins.
Well, red then.
Red, huh?
Yeah.
I believe we're out of that too, Grandpap. How about white? That's a nice color. That's serving.
No, I don't much think Charity'd like that. I better try and get it over at Dick Huddleston's store.
Yeah, well, maybe better. Don't want you to go out of here something you don't want. I don't
know.
Please, customers, is what we want.
I better be on my way. Oh, say, whereabouts is Mom at? I'm supposed to give him a message.
Well, I don't know for sure. I think he's over at his place, though, reading a book on perfumery.
Yeah, well, when he comes reading a book on perfumery.
Yeah. He's going into that business now, you know. Going to make that perfume you up or bottle it or whatever you do to it.
Mom, you?
Yeah. He's got that $1,500 in the bank, and naturally, he's anxious to use it, you know, get into some new line of work or something.
Yeah, but the perfume business, for me sakes alive.
Well,
I don't know nothing about that stuff.
Well, he'll learn. He's pretty smart, you know. He's got a brain up there in his head. I don't care what anybody says. And this might be a pretty good idea, too, Grandpap. Don't sound any too bad to me at all. All he's got to do is just mix up some water and artificial flavor and slap a fancy name on it. He's in business. I think he's aiming on calling his, help, I believe he said.
Help
or risky or something like that. You ought to see the prices they get for that junk. Out-cappingest things I ever seen.
Oh, I know. It's expensive, that freaking.
Oh,
a few years back, I bought a bottle of it for Charity for her birthday, and pigeon-toed thing cost me $1.50.
$1.50?
Yes, sir. Weren't no bigger than a bottle of root beer.
Well, that must have been quite a few years back then, because now they're getting $20 and $30 for a bottle about the size of a snuff ball.
Oh, sassy price.
Well, it's the truth. That junk has went up something wonderful.
Must be getting scarce.
Well, I don't know. Interflation, I reckon, is what it is. I don't get where that comes along. You just ask him if that ain't so about them prices.
Oh, him or nobody else can make me believe nothing like that, Anna.
He can show you where it says it right in a magazine in black and white. Hey, Lom, come here a minute.
Yeah, hello there, Grandpap. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, Lom. Say, before I forget it, Lom, I'm supposed to give you a message from Doc Withers.
Well, wait a minute now, Grandpap. Let's ask him about them prices.
Message from Doc Withers?
Yeah, he's out to the Pomeroy's, Dr. Nahoga there, isn't he?
Oh, he finally got out there, huh? He was supposed to go over there yesterday. Fact is, he'd taken his doctor's satchel and went out of here and then must have forgot where he's going because he went over to the post office instead and got a postcard to come in the mail for him over there.
Yeah, and then he spent the rest of the day reading that card to us. Never did get out to the Pomeroy.
No. I hate to say it, Grandpap, but I'm afeard the doc's a little absent-minded.
He's out there now, though, and he wanted me to be sure and tell you not to worry because he'd be sure and get over to your place in time for supper.
For goodness sake.
He said not to worry because he'd be there.
I don't doubt it at all. Couldn't get shut of him with a 10-foot pole.
Well, I've got to be running along.
Well, here, wait a minute. Don't you want to hear about them perfumery prices?
No, I ain't got time now, Abner. I've got to get over to Dick Huddleston's and buy some Rick Rock. See you later.
Yeah, all right. So long. Stubborn-headed old varmint. Lom, he wouldn't believe that you was going to get them high prices for your perfumery.
Well, I ain't so sure about that myself now, Abner. I've been over at the place reading up on how you make that stuff, and there's more to it than I ever allowed there was.
You mean there's something else to do besides mix up water and that artificial flavor?
Well, near as I can figure out, they don't even use water.
Well, even if they just use straight flavoring, Mom, you can still make a big profit. Flavoring, that just runs about 15 or 20 cents a bottle, don't it?
Well, they don't seem to use that neither.
Well, law me. What do to you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's all pretty complicated.
Well?
One thing I found out, Mike and I, all of them, use something called ambergris.
What kind of grease?
Well, it ain't regular grease.
Well, I wouldn't think so. You sure you weren't reading how to make cold cream? I know that stuff's pretty greasy, Long.
No, this was perfume. The stuff I'm talking about spelled A-M-B-E-R-G-R-I-S. Kind of grease you're talking about spelled G-R-E-E-S-E.
It is, huh?
Yeah, and they get it from whales.
From whales?
Yeah.
Well, that just shows you how little a feller knows. Many buckets of that stuff as I've carried home and never knowed I was toting a whale along with me.
Ambergris?
No, that... Oh, that's what's made from whales, huh?
Oh, sure.
And the whales sell it?
No, silly.
No, because I'd love to see that. See a whale reach in his little pocket and make change. I knowed damn whales was big, but I never knowed they were smart, too. Don't hardly seem possible.
Well, it ain't. It's just something they take out of the whale. The book said it was a waxy substance. They use it in making perfume.
Oh.
It's expensive, but you gotta have it.
Uh-huh.
So it looks to me like the first thing a fella's got to do if he's going into the perfume business is get himself a whale.
A whole whale?
Did you ever hear of anybody buying half a whale?
No, I don't. Well, come to think of it, I never heard of anybody buying any kind of a whale, whole or half. But, Lum, why couldn't you just buy this whale grease or whatever it is?
Well, you could, I reckon, but the way it costs, some period it'd run me into too much money.
What, huh?
Well, it seems to me like it'd be a whole lot cheaper to own your own whale and raise your own ambergris.
Yeah, well, there's reasoning, ain't no doubt about that.
Illuminate the middleman.
Yeah, yeah.
Only trouble is, though, where in the world does a fella keep a whale?
Well, let's see now. Where would be a good place around here? Ought to have a little water in it, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, you got to have water. See, they're sea-going animals.
Yeah, have to have water for that spout they make, too.
Yeah. But it's no use even thinking about it.
Wouldn't want a dry whale, I know that.
Fella couldn't keep no whale around here. It'd be too dead blame big.
Yeah. Now, we might could put him down in our well. That's a pretty deep well over there. Of course, he might get tired of standing up all the time, though.
No, it's got to have some place big enough where it could swim around.
Yeah, stand him on his head, blood run to his head, and stand him on his tail, he'd get tired. That wouldn't work out.
Even the mill pond ain't big enough.
It ain't.
I'm feared I'm going to have to study up some other kind of a business to invest my money in.
Yeah, well, maybe better not.
Looks like.
You'd always have that problem of what to do with the rest of the whale after you take that ambergris out of him, too.
Yeah, I'm giving up that idea.
Good.
I might open up a secondhand automobile place, I don't know. Call myself Crazy Man Edwards, the Grinning Irishman.
Is whale meat good to eat?
Yeah, I reckon so. Eskimos eat it.
Eskimos?
Yeah. You know, live up in Alaska.
Don't ask me. I don't know nothing about it.
I say Alaska.
What's that?
Alaska.
What's that, Mom?
You mean, where's that? It's a country.
I do, huh?
Yeah, that's up in the froze north.
Froze north?
Oh, you've heard of Alaska, undoubtedly.
I don't know. Seems like to me that name's familiar. I just can't place it.
The Eskimos live around them little jiggaloos, little round things on the ice.
On the ice?
Mm-hmm.
Law me alive. All the time?
It's cold up there. They have to.
Well, it'd be cold anywhere living in an ice house, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, they get out and eat, whales and one thing and another.
Yes, see, now, seems to me like I do recollect seeing a picture of them and that little geography pearl head over at the house there.
Yeah, they generally have them.
Yeah, sitting there on the ice, fishing, I reckon they are. They look a heap like Elizabeth's brother-in-law down there in Texas. Got them two big long teeth hanging down in front.
No, them's walruses.
Walruses?
Eskimos have got fur all over them except their face.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. You might make some money going up there and trapping them things, you know it. Bring one back alive, love. Get me an old Eskimo woman that can make them pies they make. I just love that stuff.
Well, I ain't got time to talk about that now. I wouldn't have no time to be running backwards and forwards to Alaska all the time. They'd cut my profits down too far.
Well, of course, I reckon you could sell it to the folks around here. And it might be good. I don't know. Folks might like it. Might be a nice change to have.
You know, with meat prices the way they are now, it might not be such a bad idea.
Why, of course not, no. That sounds pretty good to me. Boiled whale, turnips, or baked whale and sweet potatoes sounds pretty good. Dog is a whale sandwich. I could eat one of them right
sandwich.
Now. A little cheese, a little onion on there.
Goodness, I believe I'm getting an idea.
Huh? I thought I'd already give you one.
Yes, sir, I've got it, Abner. How would you like to take over my perfume business?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to be busy operating my new string of Sandridge stands.
Sandridge stands?
Yes, sir. Folks are always looking for something new. Well, I've got it. Whale burgers.
Whale burgers?
Aye, Granny Zabner, this might not be the best idea I ever had, but it sure is the biggest one.
Why, sure, that's a whale of an idea.
Yes, and all you have to do now, Lum, is find a whale.